This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. The NSA spying on them, about this agency spying on them, that agency spying on them. And they knew nothing about it. They still go online. They still use their Google account. They go on Skype, and they don't really protect themselves. And, folks, you don't have to sit back and allow them to learn everything they want to learn about you, a law-abiding citizen, with their draconian George Orwell-type surveillance state. That's right, folks. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be a victim. You can stand up. You can do something about it, and you don't have to, at the end of the day, volunteer your information. There is encryption, but it's very difficult until now to use with things like Skype and other communication devices on the Internet. Skype, as you know, has had a backdoor on it for years. We've read several reports of that from China monitoring Skype very closely, looking for keywords like Falun Dafa, Falun Gong, you name it, to the NSA looking at Skype, and of course Skype sold to Microsoft not too long ago. And I can't stand the fact that Microsoft has been criticizing others for their privacy violations when we know that they're just as guilty. And there's no surprise there for my listeners who are quite savvy with this kind of thing. But folks, we're very lucky tonight to look at some solutions to how to protect yourself, how to get beyond the spying. Yeah, we'll outline some of what they're doing and how they get into your computers and into your communications. But we're also going to tell you what to do about it. We're going to tell you how to protect yourself and so much more. I'm lucky to have the founder of Before It's News and the founder and CEO of a new website called unseen.is that we'll tell you more about in moments, that addresses some of the concerns that has now made the mainstream in several regards. His name is Chris Kitsey. He's got a wealth of information on a number of different topics, and I'm very excited to have him on the show with us tonight. Chris, thanks so much for coming on.
Sure. Glad to be here, Bob. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, for a moment, let's break down your background and tell us what got you into trying to figure out a way beyond the Big Brother police state that we live in.
Well, I started in doing software and websites and, well, software before the web even existed. I had a couple of CD-ROM companies, and then when the internet first came out in 1995, I had one of the first web directory companies, and I sold that to Lycos. And then I started a company called Zoom.com, which a lot of you might know. It's now a payment company, but when I had it, it was a community website. So we built a community of about 20 million people over 2 or 3 years. And these were people using things like chat, home pages, clip art, all that kind of stuff. And we ended up taking that company, ended up going public. It was a pretty successful company. And after that I had companies. I took wine.com and saved it from bankruptcy. And then, you know, I've had a number of other companies. Before It's News is the most recent. Well, Unseen's the most recent. But Before It's News, we started about 4 years ago as a YouTube for news. And, you know, one of the things we discovered as we were looking at this was a lot of our stories and our emails were getting blocked. And, I mean, everybody knows their emails get blocked. They get caught in a spam filter. And the problem is you don't know where they get stuck. And you just assume everything goes through, but it doesn't. Someone says, no, I never got that email. But we found out actually it was actually much more nefarious than that. There were days when people who worked for us who had Verizon as their ISP at home, they go to try and log into our website, and they get a white screen. They take the same computer across the street to Starbucks on T-Mobile, and they get right into it. And later on, I found out from another one of our users who had taken it up a number of levels at for their support at Verizon, and he had taken it up to the top level, and they finally said, oh, I think we found the problem. And they, and then all of a sudden, the web page started working. So, you know, what happened is we started looking at this from the point of view of, wow, the internet blocks today. And how are they getting news and information that's not just propaganda? And the answer is you have to have a system that can, you know, where you have private and secure communications, where you have encryption, which basically the word encrypt means to hide. And that means you hide your message inside something that looks all garbled. And so people can't see what's inside, and then they probably won't block your message. That was the original idea. The meditation that I do, Falun Gong, is actually persecuted very heavily in China. And that's one of the problems we have there, too, is how do you get information into a country like China where there's this giant firewall? In fact, they call it Golden Shield.
Yes, and Operation Golden Shield, $70 million. To help censor the internet and block people from certain sites. Many Chinese use a proxy. Is that good enough?
Well, it is if you can get outside to somewhere that's not being blocked. What happens if the whole world starts to get blocked? Then you have to start taking a different kind of an architectural approach. And so you start looking at doing things peer-to-peer. The one assumption we do have is that, you know, there's still electricity and that there's still some form of an internet. Although the easiest thing for people to block is the DNS. Now, this Golden Shield, they actually also have 2 million people in China employed. All they're doing is censoring the internet. 2 million people. So you can imagine how many people it would take to, you know, to censor the internet. Although I think they'd automate a lot more here if it ever came to that. But the real issue is, how do you get the truth to people inside of China? How do you get the truth to people in the U.S.? And if people are being blocked, if their communications are being filtered, and if they're being blocked and filtered, they can also be altered. That's something very important. We haven't gotten to that stage yet, but that's something where you change a couple of words in an email, and you can completely change the meaning. You know, the person, there was a bomb that went off today. Let's say it was a news story. The bomb went off today. 15 people died. And the person who did it was, and you can fill in the blank with Al-Qaeda, Tea Party, whatever you want to blame on. You know, you can put it whatever you want to. The power of this kind of media is actually quite incredible. When they started persecuting Falun Gong in China, the first thing they did was they faked a staged immolation in Tiananmen Square.
Yep.
There's a video you can look online.
The equivalent of a false flag attack, yeah.
Exactly. They call it false fire. So it's a false flag attack on people who meditate. I mean, that's the whole thing. It sounds ridiculous.
Sure. Well, let me give a little bit of background here for a moment, because we've talked a lot about the Falun Gong. The Falun Gong in 1999 was really rapidly growing, and even at some point the CCP promoted it. And they realized, at least this is my understanding of it, Chris, and you can back me up or tell me I'm wrong, they realized that with so many people practicing this, essentially meditation, it has three fundamental principles, truth, compassion, forbearance, that it posed a threat to the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and that any body of such a large amount of people could not be there because potentially could take down the state. So they had to get the public outraged about this group that was very popular and that they once promoted, and of course, how convenient they had supposed fallen Dafa practitioners, or Falun Gong, you can call it either one from what I understand, light themselves on fire in Tiananmen Square, which created a huge public outcry.
That's pretty much it. I mean, they went on TV for 3 days straight, just defaming Falun Dafa, and and that's what happens. You can change most people's opinions about just about everything at 2 or 3 days in some kind of an outrageous attack of some kind.
The magic of propaganda. We're going to continue this conversation with Chris Kitsy on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
We're talking with Chris Kitsy, if you're just joining us, founder of Before It's News, as well as Unseen.is, which will tell you more about. It's a great solution to this Orwellian state that we're living in, and we'll flesh it out a bit more. You know, folks, we talk a lot about the problems, but at the end of the day, this show is solution-oriented whenever possible. I really try to focus on solutions, and I think this is a great one. I've been beta testing it for a couple weeks now, and I'm excited. I think this is something that everyone will benefit from greatly, and I definitely urge you to sign up. There's a free sign-up, although if you really want to get super encrypted, and I'll let Chris explain that a little bit further when we get more into the conversation here about privacy and what Unseen does. There is a subscription fee that you can opt for, and that's an awesome option as well. But first, let's finish our conversation on Falun Gong. I know this is a bit off topic, but in a way it is on topic. So, and also on top of that, Chris, I don't hear much of the alternative media talking about it. It doesn't seem to get the same attention that domestic issues get here, perhaps, or that other conflicts in the Middle East get. And it really is something that everybody should be alerted to. This is a group of nearly 100 million people in 1999 that all of a sudden was banned and persecuted, not just banned, but persecuted, to the point where there has been serious evidence of organ harvesting. And that's not me saying this as a crazy conspiracy or Chris as a practitioner saying this. This was proven by a Canadian ambassador who we had on the show before, and is something that's been shown time and time again is taking place. I remember with the Olympics, Chris, they had to take their work facilities, essentially their concentration camps, which is comprised to a great deal with Falun Dafa, Falun Gong practitioners, and they had to move them out of the way so that people could not see what was going on with that. You want to fill the listeners in a little bit more on some of the aforementioned atrocities?
Sure. It's actually, you know, you think back of all of the horrific things that have been done in history in the last, you know, 10,000 years, and never before have people had their organs stripped from their bodies while they're still alive under minimal anesthetic. And
part of this was that they're healthy, that these people practice this exercise and their organs are more sought after. I know this is sick. I know this is disgusting because of that.
Exactly. And so it's, you know, it's been pretty well documented, like you said, that this is happening. And we've been told that it's actually many, many people have been brutalized by this this just evil campaign. I mean, it goes beyond anything. The Romans would just feed people to the lions for entertainment. This is much worse. This is, not only are you killing them, but they're taking the organs, and the organs are living beyond the person's death. And it's just horrific what's happened. But the Lao guy, the prison camps, you know, those are infamous in China as well. I know practitioners who literally walked across half of China, an elderly woman, 60, 65 years old, who came to my daughter's Chinese class to explain what had happened to her. She ended up walking across half of China. She had been arrested, put in these camps. She worked there for a couple years. Her husband had to divorce her because otherwise he'd lose all of his money, his property. He'd be kicked out of their apartment. Of course, no one owns property in China, but, you know, real estate. He'd be kicked out of his apartment, lose his pension, lose his bank accounts, all that stuff. And so he got a divorce. Well, then she was on the streets, and so she ended up getting to the U.S. But she told stories when she came here to the U.S., when she went into Walmart and she saw all the stuff that she used to make in the prison camps, where she was paid absolutely nothing to work 16 hours a day. And if they didn't make the quota, they had to work 24 hours a day. I mean, it was like, it's just like some complete nightmare. And yet you'd see the Christmas tree lights, the Nike handbags, all these different things that, you know, when we look at something, it says made in China. There is a very good chance it was made by someone who is not doing it because they want to, but because they're forced to. They get arrested and they get put in the prison camps. And, you know, some of these people are actually prisoners for doing crimes of some kind, but most are not. Falun Gong, Christians, Uyghurs, prisoners of conscience. And it's a horrific problem. So, you know, when you go buy something, think twice when it says made in China. Look at where it came from and, you know, and what it was done. Because people, you know, there are a lot of people who have spent years in these camps making these things. And in some cases, there was recently about, I think it was last year, there was a newspaper story in Oregon where someone had put in a note. And this is very, very, you know, tough thing to do. You know, it's a choice someone makes to put a note in to say, hey, he wrote it in English and said, you are in the U.S. I know because this is the language that we're putting in with these lights. I am a prisoner in this camp. And so it went to the newspaper and people were shocked. They're really shocked when they hear this kind of story, because how can this kind of thing be going on in the world today? It's just unbelievable. But it's true.
Domestically, it's happening here to a much lesser degree, mind you. But we take our prisons that are filled to the brim. We have more people in prison here per capita than anywhere else in the world, including China. And we're exploiting their cheap labor as well for pennies on the dollar. And this isn't just to do your city's lawn or your state roads. This is also for products for big box stores and others that are exploiting labor. So if they're doing this here, folks, imagine how far the exploitation has gone in a place like China with a huge number of people there, and especially those people who are forced into camps because, again, of practicing yoga-like traditions with, you know, this is so disturbing for me to think about. These are folks that believe in truth, compassion, and forbearance, and that gets them locked up and their organs harvested while they're still alive because they want to stand by those principles.
Yeah, that's it. It's actually that simple. It's good versus evil. That it just boils right down to that. And you know, I think it's important for people to understand, because a friend of mine who's also a practitioner, her father was a Holocaust survivor. She told me once, she said, the Holocaust didn't have to happen. And I said, what do you mean? How is that true? And she said, well, the person who came to arrest my family knew my family. He was a policeman in the town in Germany where they were from. And he knew the family. He knew they were good people. They'd never caused any problem. They were good for society. They owned a shop, and they were helping the country and people there. And he had a choice. He didn't have to arrest them and bring them to the train. The conductor of the train, that person knew that they were pulling boxcars full of human beings. He could have said, I'm not going to do this, and stood up and said no. The person who pushed him into the gas chambers could have said the same thing. But none of these people stood up. And really what we're talking about is not doing something and getting violent, but just standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to participate in this kind of evil. That's really what it is. And it starts just with the thought of knowing what the difference is between evil and good. Falandafa is good. Evil is bad. And when people do bad things to good people, those people are evil. Evil will get evil returns. Good will get good returns. That's what we believe.
Falun Gong Hao is what they say in China. Falun Gong is good. Chris Kitsey is our guest. We're going to shift gears in the next segment and talk about his state-of-the-art file sharing and telecommunications device called Unseen. You're going to want to hear this. It's a way to fight back against the Orwellian state.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
world-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, I don't spend too much time. It's our special guest tonight. He's the CEO and founder of Unseen, which we'll tell you about, as well as Before It's News, the popular alternative news website. But Chris, just to bottom line it for our listeners then, again, already know all this. We're being spied on. Almost all communication, whether it's cell phones or Skype or email, is being, well, monitored, to say the least. And we ought to be concerned about this because this is a great encroachment of our civil liberties.
It's incredible. And, you know, the thing that boggles the mind is people think that they can pass a law and stop this. I mean, if you really think about what's going on, it's illegal. I mean, there's no way around it. It is, you know, people have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their papers and their private property. And, you know, the U.S. doesn't have a right to privacy. There's no such thing. But you have a right against unreasonable search and seizure. I should say unwarranted search and seizure. You're supposed to get a warrant to get to have someone look inside things like this. But the attitude that various security agencies have is that if it's out in the open and it's going across the wires of the internet, they can listen to it. They can record it. They can do whatever they want to with it. Well, most states, that would be considered wiretapping. So I don't see how it's legal. But, you know, that doesn't seem to stop people. What can people do about it, to your point before? You know, you can write the Congress people. You can do whatever you want to with the politicians as much as you want. And some of them actually believe, just like you and I do, that it's illegal and they don't want to see it happen. They want to protect the citizens. But it doesn't matter because, you know, how much power does that one person have? The real power, however, is it's just like Falun Gong in China. They have been persecuted now for 14 years, almost 15 years this year, and they since 1999. And it hasn't had that big of an effect. People still do the practice. There are tens of millions of people in China who still do the practice. They won't give it up. And the same thing is true with everybody here that is in your audience. They don't have to give up their freedom. And the way that you handle something like this is don't wait for the law. Go take things into your own hands and protect your own materials. So what we're talking about is using the power of a technology called encryption, which will take a file, a digital file, and scramble it so that only you and the person that you send it to can read it. Now, encryption is not perfect, and there are spies who have been doing encryption for many, many years. They've been doing it since Caesar, Julius Caesar. They had the Caesar cipher, and they would add a certain number of characters to each letter, and they'd scramble up their own messages. And, you know, back then it was probably good enough. People couldn't quite figure out how to do it until they saw how it was done. And that's a very simple one. People can just do that on the back of an envelope. The encryption we're talking about requires supercomputers to break and quantum computers. And those actually exist. NSA has quantum computers. Google's got a quantum computer. But the point is, how can we put this technology in the hands of ordinary people who are not super technical people, who are just regular everyday users of the internet? This is what we did. We said, well, there's millions of people on Before It's News, and they all want a little bit more privacy. So we said, let's come out with a free version of our site. And by the way, the free and the premium version, in terms of the security, there's no difference. If you are a free user of our site at unseen.is, you get the same level of security, the same encryption that the people who pay get. People who pay get more storage and a couple of other features. They can keep their own key for themselves and things like that. That's the benefit of being a premium member. But going back to what this does, it allows you to do text chatting. You can share files with people. You make contacts. If you've ever used Skype, it's very similar to that. You can just go and contact your connections. You can make a call. You can do audio and video calling. We've done some testing. You and I made an audio call, and the quality is excellent. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
I can definitely attest to that, yeah.
Yeah. So we think that, this technology is, that part is peer-to-peer, and that has a certain amount of encryption. We'll be increasing the encryption in the near future. But the idea is give people a platform that they can speak freely and, reclaim some of their freedom. And I think that over the next 12 months, I think you'll see some pretty significant usage coming from this kind of system. We're just getting it going now, so we're in the, less than 10,000 people using it. But it's growing very quickly, and as people use it and we get the bugs out of the system, it's still in beta. But, I use it 10 hours a day, and I have no problems at all. All your listeners are welcome to go get a free account, try it out for themselves. If you want to connect with me, just look for Chris and just add contact request. And
You're going to get millions of requests now. Be careful.
Yeah, it's okay. I actually enjoy talking to all of our customers. We have the nicest customers and the nicest users. So
yeah, we have the nicest listeners as well, and they're smart as heck. So
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. They're helping us develop this, and we take everything that they tell us to heart. And eventually, we want to take this into China to allow people in China to hear about the truth about what really happened with the persecution. But also, I think it's important for people even here in the U.S. and in Europe and other parts of the world, too. Everyone wants a little bit of privacy, and it's not like people are doing anything wrong. If you really think about it, the people who are doing the bad things are the people who are monitoring good people. And there's nothing wrong with going after people who are criminals, but when they turn everybody into a criminal or treat everybody like a criminal, there is definitely something wrong with that. And, you know, we don't have to, we shouldn't have to put up with that. And we should tell people, just like all those people from the Holocaust, you know, they said they had a choice. And we have a choice right now, which is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to sit here and just say, okay, I'll take it, I'll get my paycheck and cash it, and I'll just keep living my life and whatever? Well, we can just say, you know, we're not going to take it anymore, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to encrypt all of our communications very strongly with some very strong encryption that we don't believe can be broken. I mean, any encryption with enough time and money can be broken, so let's just get that on the table. But it's very strong, and instead of casting a fishing net and catching every fish in the ocean, let them go after the big fish who are doing the bad things. That's really the attitude that we have. And so, I mean, people see it every day, all these traffic light cameras, all of the monitoring. Now some street lights are putting microphones and cameras in the street lights.
I saw that, yeah.
It's insane. And, I mean, what's the point of this? And the point is to control people. If you think about the purpose of what Snowden released, all the information that Snowden talked about, everything that's been released so far, we've already known about this. Anyone in alternative news has known about all this stuff for 15 years. I was in a data center.
That was the same point I made when it became mainstream media all of a sudden that we were being spied on because of Snowden. We knew about this.
Right. So why did they make the big story about Snowden? Well, they took him to China to embarrass the U.S. Because keep in mind, there are a lot of good people who work at the U.S. government. There are a lot of good people in government. They have the best intentions for everybody. They actually work hard. They want to do a good job because they're serving society. There are a lot of good people in government. Unfortunately, like anything else, there are some bad people in government now, too. And some of these people are what I guess you could call the shadow government, which is not even really part of the real government. So, you know, what happens is Snowden, when he went to Hong Kong, why would you pick China if you were doing something like this? You'd go to Iceland. You'd go to some place that's like a freedom outpost, and you'd do this. Why would you go to Hong Kong? Well,
I always wondered why he was there and why that was being touted about.
I think it's to damage the U.S. and to make China look better. That's what I think. I think he had handlers who, you know, I think Snowden is actually a genuine whistleblower and he's probably a decent human being. But I think he was just used as a patsy to get this information out there. And if you think about it, really the point of doing this is to let everyone know they're being listened to. That's the reason why this whole thing came down the way it did, was because they wanted the news media to broadcast all this stuff to let people know you are being watched. You have to watch yourself. Because just like in East Germany, how do you keep control of people? Well, one way you do it is through constant surveillance. You don't know if it's your neighbor, your relative, who it is, who could turn you in. And then you get a knock on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and you disappear and never to be heard from again. So, you know, that is what I think is in the back of the mind of a lot of people. That's why they did this, was to incite fear.
Folks, are you scared or are you going to do something about it? When we come back, we'll continue to tell you about Unseen.ir. I'll tell you why it's hosted in Iceland. We'll ask Chris about that. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteranowned.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future. Chris Kitsy has been our guest tonight, and he has found unseen.is. And Chris, tell me about the .is part. How did you guys come to have the website hosted in Iceland?
Well, we... After this note in Revelations, we'd always thought in the back of our minds, hey, what if we have to move things to a, an alternative location? And we'd always thought in terms of having multiple data centers in different places and people could then pick where they wanted to store their information. Everything would be encrypted, and so it would be, but it depends on, really what it kind of came down to was we looked at the different laws for data privacy. And the Nordic countries have some of the best laws in the world. And they have courts of law. It's not like a kangaroo court. You can actually get a fair day in court, so forth and so on. And we looked for which countries had very good data infrastructure. And the Scandinavian countries all had that. We picked Iceland for a number of reasons. One is it's closer. We can get there from Denver in 5 hours. So if we have to go there for some reason, we can get there very quickly. We actually have someone who is from Iceland who is on our board of directors. And, you know, interestingly enough, it's our network of Falun Gong practitioners. Who can you trust? Well, practitioners cultivate truth, compassion, and tolerance. And so we felt that these are the people who would we would be able to trust to do right for the users and not just, you know, do what the big companies here did, which is to basically open the vault and let anybody in who wanted to come take a look. So we ended up in Iceland. We went over and spent a week there, our CTO and I. And, you know, we had a very, very positive and favorable visit. We actually met with four members of parliament while we were there. What other country can you go to where you just show up and get meetings with members of parliament? And they were very, very encouraging to us to move there. The it turns out that the corporate tax rate is about half of what the U.S. is. But what really got us to think about Iceland was the people of Iceland stood up for what is right. They've done it twice, just in the last few years, and many times before that. But just in the last few years, the first time was in 2001. Jiang Zemin, who was the premier of China, who started the persecution of Falun Dafa in 1999, he was visiting Iceland to try and get relations with Iceland, because they have these vast fishing resources. I mean, it's probably the best fishing grounds in the whole world are around Iceland. And so they're trying to do that. They're looking at all the mineral wealth that could be offshore, like the oil fields in Norway and so on. And anyway, he came to Iceland, and practitioners from all over the world went to protest. And a number of them were detained by the government. The Chinese had told the Icelandic government, oh, these people are a problem. You know, detain them so they can't come and protest and ruin the visit for the prime minister or premier. And they did it. Then they realized that the local people, when they found out what was going on, about 3,000 of them got together and said they had a mass demonstration and they said, we want to learn the exercises, so we're Falun Gong practitioners. You should come and detain us too. That's what they were telling the police. So the people of Iceland stood up for the practitioners. That is something that's very, very important. It doesn't matter what the laws say. It's what people do. That's what's the most important thing. Then look at what they did with the bankers. The bankers said, hey, we had all these deposits. We put our money into your private banks. We want the taxpayers of Iceland to pay for our money. And the people in Iceland said, this is insane. The politicians said, okay. Then the people of Iceland said, this is insane. And they had what they call the kitchen revolution. They took their pots and pans out on the streets and were banging on it, completely nonviolent. And they changed their mind. The government, again, changed their mind and followed the will of the people. The people in Iceland have very good moral character.
That's the main reason why
we picked Iceland. So, you know, you can look at the taxes, the laws. The other thing that's really cool is all the electricity is generated geothermally. It's a very environmentally friendly place for a data center. Cooling costs. Data centers, you know, they generate a lot of heat because the computers generate a lot of heat. And so you have huge cooling costs, which can be almost as much as the power just to run the computer. And they don't have that problem in Iceland. They just open the window. It's nice and cool outside, so it cools down the computer. So,
by the way, Iceland is not the one with all the ice on it. Greenland is the one with all the ice on it.
That's right.
But it's still very cold, nonetheless.
It's the record high temperature, I think, is around 80 degrees Fahrenheit for the whole country.
Wow. It was 80 degrees here today.
Yeah, it was probably close to that here too. Well, you're in Arizona somewhere, or somewhere warm.
Yeah, Florida. Yeah,
Florida. Right. Yeah, we're here in California, and it's been actually unseasonably warm, and we need some rain. We're gonna have a drought year if we don't get something going here soon. But anyway, so Iceland is that was our choice, and we're very happy with it. We're in a data center that's. You know, probably 5 miles from the airport. It's an ISO 27001 secure data center. So they've got the big giant razor wire fence out in front, which is, by the way, better than the data centers here in the U.S. They don't have razor wire fences, and you know, I guess they don't have to keep Vikings out. But they, you know, the Vikings, the fences in Iceland, the data center was very professionally run. All the bells and whistles, all the security, state-of-the-art brand-new equipment.
And all right. Well, you have me sold, Chris. But let me play devil's advocate for a moment, if I may. You're a businessman. You've run successful businesses in the past. And oftentimes with these sorts of companies, much of the monetization comes from selling information. What is the way in which you guys will be able to make this a business? How is this lucrative for you?
Well, it's a subscription-based business. And so what we do is we operate on what's called a freemium business model. There's a free version and then there's a premium model that has certain characteristics. In our case, it's more storage and you get to keep the key yourself, generate and keep the key yourself. If you have the free version, in another week or two, you'll be able to generate the key. You will lock the key with your password and then store it on our server. Now, the reason we do that is just more convenient. Most people actually probably want to do that because then they don't have to worry about losing their key. But, either way, we can't get to anyone's information. So there's no information for us to get. The other thing is the privacy laws in Iceland are very strict about this. And, you have to fully disclose and get permission from people, multiple times to it's like German privacy laws to be able to use this data. So our business model, we don't have any advertising at all because that obviously, if it follows people, sometimes that stuff can read what's on your screen. All those things, even with security, some of those things, if you have any kind of rogue JavaScript, it could defeat the security. So we want good security. That's what we're selling. What we're really doing is we're selling people security. So the point is, we are not in the business. We're not collecting the data, even if we wanted to be able to resell it. And we certainly don't, because we don't want it for ourselves either. So
this is in perfect timing because 2 million people had their information stolen from Facebook, Yahoo, and Google passwords posted and stolen. And that's becoming more of the norm than ever before. I mean, these stories seem to come up every month now.
Well, see, this is the real problem. If you look back at the fundamental problem, all the things that the NSA did, the biggest sin was they basically put all these back doors in. They basically weakened all the security on the internet to the point now where other foreign governments, the Chinese, the French, the English, they can all break into this stuff now. And so, for example, if you're a business person going to France, they will spy on your computer, download whatever they can get their hands on, and then hand it over to your French company competitor. So it's not just, we're not just talking about, people like Edward Snowden or spies or, state secrets or nuclear weapons or drugs or anything. This is more mundane. This is just, in the Chinese, every government does it. They all do it. And the problem is you need the security, and that's the biggest sin, is that when they weakened this stuff, everyone else found the back doors. They're finding them if they haven't found them yet. And the next phase, we'll see criminal gangs actually going in and using this stuff. And so now what's happened is everyone is going to have to spend a lot of time and money on adding more security that they didn't have to before.
Yeah. Unseen, UNSEEN.IS. Secure your privacy, folks. Check it out. I've been beta testing it, and it's awesome. I dig it. Folks, that has been Chris Kitsy. He's been our guest from Before It's News. And again, the new website, unseen.ax.